Well, we have Clive Hayward in the studio. He's here from England, the Midlands, and he's a regular appearance on this show. Every couple of years he comes around, and we do people with accents. We've had a lovely chat with a lot of people from the other land,
mm-hmm.
from our motherland.
From across the pond.
From which we respond. So you were telling us the story about Prince Charles, and he had a little mishap. What was that story you could relate to us?
Prince Charles took delivery of a brand new Jaguar car, and he couldn't wait to take it out on the road, so he revved it up and started running around the grounds at Buckingham Palace a few weeks ago. Unfortunately, one of the Queen's corgis got in the way, and Charles killed the dog. He stepped out of the car and was most distraught that Mummy would never let him be the king now that he'd killed one of her favourite corgis. At which point, a fairy godmother appeared. Now, I know you find this difficult to believe, but we do actually have them in England.
Yeah. Well, that's where they started.
That's where they started. Yeah. You're right, Erica. And she said, Charles, could I in any way help you? You look a bit distraught. And Charles said, well, look, I've killed the dog. Could you do anything for me? And she said, well, Charles, I'm perfectly willing to grant you a wish, but There are some things that even fairy godmothers can't achieve, and I don't think I can bring the dog back to life, but if there's anything else you'd like me to have a go at, I'm more than willing to try. And Charles thought a little while, and he said, well, perhaps you could turn Camilla into a beautiful princess that the British public would love and adore, and that Mummy and Daddy would also love and adore, and we could be married and eventually become king and queen and live happily ever after. To which the fairy godmother replied, let's have another look at the dog.
He'll be here all week. Clive. All right, it's nice having you back in, Clive.
My pleasure.